Bart.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, her 16-year-old daughter, the school admits, has never been a disciplinary problem. They have security guards that look like they live at Burger King running the facility. The shaved heads and shades on inside. They had a birthday party there in Southern California. And a piece of cake fell on the floor, and she cleaned it up, but not good enough. So they tackled her, broke her arm, cranked her elbow right up to her head. I'm surprised it didn't actually rip the arm completely off. Somebody else shot some video on their phone. They tackled him, charged him with assault. But they did the charging after the fact, after the mother complained. And when she got there, they said, listen, if you file charges, we're going to go ahead and arrest you. Now, in Tulia, Texas, a few years ago, and I covered this before it was even mainstream news, we had the local police department, because all the businesses shut down, all they had was the prison. They would just drive around randomly, and one weekend they arrested 50-something black people. No drugs were on them. They weren't on drugs. They just charged them all with having them. They certified that they did have drugs, the local corrupt police did, and they all went to jail. Turned out it was all fake, all made up. Remember what happened in Houston. The police chief, they framed, and it wasn't just black people, it was everybody, over 4,000 people. And that was in the Houston Chronicle. Nothing was done about it. Right over 30% of those on death row are totally innocent. A lot of them have been executed. I mean, this is how it works. And now we've got all these squad car videos out of when the cops pull people over. They say, listen, I'll frame you. Don't talk back to me. I'll say you assaulted me. And we've got all those posted on PrisonPlanet.com. So my point is, we got a big crisis here. That somehow, A, cops have been taught that if you don't show your ID, they taser you if you're walking down the street. Or if you're in a wheelchair and can't get up, they taser you until you die. That just happened last week. Or if you can't urinate in a cup, they taser you 10 times, and that cop did get fired. But the point is, why do they think they can do this? And why did they break her arm? And then to cover up for it, this was security guards, why did they do this? And Flashe Mervin's mother, Latricia Majors, joins us. She actually worked for the school district and has since been kicked out of there and arrested herself. And I guess they may come arrest me and say I assaulted the cops from 2,000 miles away with my power beams or something. I don't know. But Ms. Majors, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
What on heaven's green earth is going on here, A, and then B, we can tell the media is spinning things. They call it a scuffle yes. When they assaulted your daughter brutally. It's all on video, just out of the blue. I mean, give us the tales we haven't gotten from these newscasts, because it's now a national news issue, as you know.
Yes. Well, it was not a scuffle. Actually, what it was is a birthday celebration. One of her friends had brought a birthday cake to school. It was her birthday. And the kids decided to smear frosting on the birthday girl's face, as they do at weddings and what have you. So they were smearing cake on her face, and that's what they call the scuffle. It was not a scuffle. It was all in fun.
Sure. I mean, I've seen this at birthday parties with my children. People get real happy, and, you know, somebody puts some cake on their face, they throw it around. And usually that was called kids, you know, having fun on sugar, but now it's called Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So my daughter, the bell had rang, and so all the kids were getting ready to go to class, cleaning up their mess, cleaning up the cake. So my daughter had a piece of cake on her plate, and she went to throw it in the trash, and someone bumped her, and it fell on the ground.
Okay, well, we've all spilt drinks and dropped things before, so now you get your arm broken for that. What happened next?
Yes, and so the security guard comes over and asks her to pick it up. So she says she bent down and scooped it up with her hand, put it back on the plate, and threw it in the trash. She then proceeded to go to the restroom to wash all the frosting and cake off of her hands. And she said when she came out, he was standing right there. And he said, I told you to get the cake up. She said, I did. He said, well, you need to get it all up. And she said she walked back over there and was nothing but just crumbs and frosting on the ground. So she says she attempted again to, like, scrape it with her hand and get the rest of it up and threw it in the trash. And so she proceeded to go to class because the bell had rang. And
by the way, scores of witnesses all backed this up, and the school's not denying it. Go ahead and tell us what happened next.
Yes. And she proceeded to go to class, and he called her back and said, "You need to get all of it up." And she said, "I've got all of it up that I can possibly get up with my hand." And so she said he got a call on his walkie-talkie, I guess maybe from one of the other security guards or someone, and he started engaging in a conversation. So she said at that point she assumed that, you know, he was satisfied with, he looked down there.
What did Jabba the Hutt do next?
He then grabbed her arm, twisted it behind her back, and she said he lifted up, raised up on it, and slammed her on the table.
And it's no doubt the media checked with the doctors. He did break her arm at the wrist.
Yes.
I'm surprised that the shoulder isn't torn out of socket. I mean, he's got her arm cranked all the way back to her head.
Well, she does have shoulder pain, and the whole right side of her side is
I would imagine one time I was playing around in a pool when I was like 12 with somebody older. You know, we were wrestling, and he cracked my arm up just playing, and it really tore it, and it was excruciating for.
Yes. Yes.
So. But now, I mean, I know as bad as that is, it gets a lot worse. You get arrested. The fellow videotaping it got arrested. Somebody watching got arrested. I mean, this is like a piranha feeding frenzy of arresting now.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, I mean, tell us just, in a nutshell, what happened.
As far as my arrest?
Yes. Well, I mean, what happened after he broke her arm?
Oh, well, he slammed her on the table. She said that, you know, she was screaming and crying, "Please let me go. You're hurting me. You're hurting me." Even other students gathered around and were saying, "Let her go, let her go." Another parent called me. I was on my lunch break, actually. And another parent called me and said, "You need to get up here quick. The security guards are roughing your daughter up."
Well, they have. It's thug riots. Yeah.
Yes, and they wouldn't let her call me. So the other parent that just so happened to be there, she asked my daughter, "What is your telephone number?" And the lady wrote it inside of the palm of her hand with a pen. So she called me, so that's how I got down there.
And then what happened? You got there and...
I got there and I walked in and I said, "I'm Pleasure Mervin's mom. I understand she's been injured. Where's my daughter?" And they all told me they didn't know where she was. And so I'm like, "What do you mean you don't know where she is? Can you bring her to me now? I know she's injured."
Like Sergeant Schultz, "I know nothing."
Yes, no one knew. Everyone was saying that they didn't know where she was. So I waited for 15 minutes.
Well, I mean, how did it end up with him charging you as the Satan himself?
Well, after me waiting for approximately 25 minutes for them to bring me my daughter, they wouldn't. So I proceeded to go into the school. I said, "If you're not going to bring her to me, I'm going to go get her." Because my other daughter that was...
But you're not allowed into the lockdown prison government training
center. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not allowed into the camp. Okay.
So my other daughter told me that there was a security room in the back of the school. So I said, "Come take me there." So I proceeded to go into the school, and one of the principals extended his arms and said, "No, you just need to wait in the office."
They always do it and then charge you. So what happened?
He extended his arms and said, "You just need to wait in the office." And I said, "I've waited for 25 minutes. I'm not waiting any longer." And I brushed up against his hand, and that was my battery charge.
Well, listen, usually you don't even have to touch him, and you end up 10 years in federal prison or state prison.
Yes.
Well, that's a false charge, false imprisonment, official oppression, kidnapping of your child.
Yes.
I mean, you need to just listen. Lawyers will generally tell you to shut up and go along, but I know you have Cochran's firm, so they won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we just had cops beat up a couple in South Carolina because they had a Ron Paul sign and an upside down American flag, and then they were telling they were going to jail. But then I told them to fight back, and the cop got in trouble, and they backed off. But they busted in their house and beat them up, and now that's been admitted. And then they charged them with attacking them for them hitting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what happened in this incident.
When we get back, please stay with us one more segment. I want to find out about the demonstration you had yesterday or Friday now.
Okay.
And they're in front of the school, over 100 people. And I also want to get into how they arrested the camera guy. There's just a young man there with a camera. He's still in jail.
Yes.
And man, I saw the photos and the video of them taking him down. They just, three big guys, literally like linebackers, rammed this young boy down and beat the daylights out of him and then charged him. I mean, you don't just get a beating now. You get to go to prison for it.
Hey.
And it can be on video. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We'll be right. And they grabbed some girl after that because she's smart mouth.
Yeah.
Now, these are FEMA camps, ladies and gentlemen. Concentration camps, what the schools are.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 28, 2007, gold 742-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $765, $377.20 for half, $188.60 for quarter. That's $765, $377.20, and $188.60. Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Latricia Majors, her daughter, was assaulted. The witnesses are all on record. The school isn't denying it. Just broke her arm, and they call it a scuffle. Oh, well, he had a little scuffle with it. That means it's two-way. Like if somebody in the middle of the night, you're taking your garbage out for to come the next morning, and somebody hits you on the back of the head with a lead pipe and splits your head open and robs you, it wasn't a scuffle. You were mugged. You were assaulted. But they always use these words, this psychology. Look, I got a loaded phones. I'm going to get to everybody. Dean, Jeremy, Tom, Danny, Shelton. I'm going to get to you. In fact, here in just a minute. But just finishing up, Ms. Majors, how do we help you? Well, that's B. A, I forgot to ask you. Now, they admit that the, quote, young man was tackled and restrained, and some news reports said that he was struck, and then that they didn't charge him till he agreed to testify about what happened. Then after the fact, they charged him and his sister, and then they also, after the fact, after you said you were going to sue him, they then retroactively charged your daughter, throwing charges on people. Can you talk about that?
Exactly. Well, we, after the incident, they released my daughter to me. They finally took me to her, and I called 911. Well, in the process, I called 911.
So you called Satan to help you with a problem with a demon you had, okay.
Exactly. And I demanded that he be arrested. And so they all got in a huddle and came back and said, well, you know what? If he's going to jail, you're going to jail.
But he didn't go to jail, did he?
No, he didn't.
So the God, I mean, even a security guard now is God level compared to us normal scum.
Exactly.
And so normal scum, that's us, pathetic slug. You know, girls break their arms, little kids tackle them, false charge them. And so nothing happened to the God, but something happened to you.
Exactly.
What happened?
They arrested me for battery, spent the night in jail, and then released me till 4 in the morning.
And this is because you pushed by somebody to get your daughter when you'd had a phone call. She'd been brutalized.
Yes.
See, that's why I wouldn't, and I'm not, and I know people don't have money to put them elsewhere, but that's why I would never put my children in a government training camp. Mm-hmm. Because this is what they do. The system, and I have the official federal documents. I've interviewed the number two, the Department of Education, head of policy under Reagan, and she was a conservative. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Charlotte Isherby, and she got into the higher-level meetings. Reagan wasn't involved in it. It was the Department of Education, and she got the actual documents out, put it in a phone book-sized book. It's all about dumbing them down, all about getting them ready for prison. See, if they can't get you on welfare, they want to get you into the prisons or the military.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't matter. It'd be better to get no education than go to public school, folks.
Yes.
But anyways, go ahead.
This has been happening for 2 years now. This has been happening with them roughing up kids and then expelling them and sending them all of the... Most of the black males that attended Palmdale last year and the year before, they're in continuations. They got expelled for one...
90% of black males have a record, and 63% of the federal prison population and state population is even higher for drugs as black males. How is that possible when they're only 7% of the population? In fact, hold 1 minute, ma'am. Here's Ron Paul at the debates 3 nights ago bringing up the actual statistics. Here it is.
Okay.
I would like to believe that if we have a freer society, it will take care of blacks and whites and everybody equally, because we're all individuals, and to me that is so important. But if we had equal justice under the law, I think it would be a big improvement. If we had probably a repeal of most of the federal laws on drugs and the unfairness on how blacks are treated with these drug laws, it would be a tremendous improvement.
Congressman Paul.
A system designed to protect individual liberty will have no punishments for any group and no privileges. Today, I think inner city folks and minorities are punished unfairly in the war on drugs. For instance, blacks make up 14% of those who use drugs, yet 36% of those arrested are blacks, and it ends up that 63% of those who finally end up in prison are blacks. This has to change. We don't have to have more courts and more prisons. We need to repeal the whole war on drugs. It isn't working. We have already spent over $400 billion since the early 70s, and it's a wasted money. Prohibition didn't work. Prohibition on drugs doesn't work. So we need to come to our senses, and absolutely, it's a disease. We don't treat alcoholics like this. This is a disease, and we should orient ourselves to this. That is one way you could have equal justice under the law.
Thank you, Congressman. The next question will be asked.
All right, so here's the point I'm making about all this. There is no doubt that blacks are discriminated against. National radio talk show hosts can take 100 heroin pills a day. Synthetic heroin pills, they don't get in trouble. But a black man's caught with cocaine or marijuana, on average, they spend 5 years behind bars. So again, that is wrong. And then if a young black man wasn't a thug, after he spends 5 years in the pen, he's going to be a thug.
Exactly.
He's going to graduate with a master's in thuggery.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But in closing, how does what are they charging the poor young man? It just says they tackled him and charged him with assault. Is that accurate in the news?
The battery.
Yeah. So, but it's everyone saw it and it's on tape that they just tackled him and he mm-hmm. and they slammed his head in the ground and three guys with shaved heads and mm-hmm. Three fat white guys and then nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening. They're actually holding a meeting tomorrow at the high school
to try to pacify everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And so the superintendent, the
called Delphi. It's called Delphi technique. But go ahead.
Yes. So they're holding a meeting, so I'm pretty sure we'll show up in big numbers for that tomorrow, too. So, you know, a lot of these other parents can be heard.
Well, you know, they just want to let your steam off. The key is you need to sue them for false arrest, false imprisonment, false charges, conspiracy to violate your civil rights with false charges. It's no different than in Alabama or Louisiana putting false charges on blacks trying to vote in the 50s and 60s.
I agree. I totally agree.
And, I mean, I know it's open season. I watch it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can watch a black man just get out of a car and be walking down the street going, I'm going to go to a restaurant, and cops just pull up and get up and say, let me see your papers. And mm-hmm. and I'm not saying there aren't thugs out there of every race, mm-hmm. but the point is that we have triple the heroin, double the cocaine on our streets we had 15 years ago. The drug war is a success. It's meant to get everybody in prison, drive the price of drugs up, and put more of them on the streets because the big banks launder the money.
Absolutely.
And they've been caught, by the way, hundreds of times.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to pray for you, and I hope they drop the false charges on you. I mean, if you want this all to go away, you can tell them to the lawyers. The lawyers probably won't want to do that. You got a pretty good firm that, look, well, you drop
I
all these.
I just submitted my paperwork to the Cochran firm. So.
Oh, by the way, they also kicked you out of your job, too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they suspended me until my court date.
Because you also work in the same school district?
No, actually, it's a different school district. That happened at Pete Knight is Union School District, and I work for Palmdale School.
Now, see, if you'd have broken some little girl's arm, you could have stayed at that school. But since you brushed past somebody, that's not allowed.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Are you on paid leave like the guy that broke your daughter's arm?
No, not at all.
Have you seen the footage in Indiana of the cop, the marshal of the town, punching the city councilman in the back for no reason, then just knocking the door open with his head, and then beating him when he's unconscious and sending him to the hospital?
Oh, gosh.
And the news called it a fight.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I guess those poor folks in concentration camps getting mowed down, they were in a fight. No, they were being murdered. Well, we're going to pray for you, Miss Majors, and want to stay in contact with you as this develops, okay?
Absolutely.
Maybe I'll have you on the show tomorrow, and we'll give the number out to the school.
Oh, great.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Let Trey talk to you. God bless you. I'm going to come back. I promise. I will go right to your call. Stay with me.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888 1-888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the final segment, I'm going to cover some economic news and how the media keeps reporting that global warming is man-made and we got to have global taxes to save us. When 9,000 years ago, we were 10 degrees a year on average hotter, ice core samples. And hotter weather is better for things, but oh, don't worry, we've got a bunch of new taxes and new bureaucrats to run your life. I'm going to cover that coming up. Right now, let's blast through your calls here. Let's go ahead and go to line five first and talk to Tom in Kentucky. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to report some suspicious activity I felt. My family, they have a pharmacy in rural Kentucky, and this past Friday afternoon, there was a shipment of anthrax vaccinations delivered by someone from the state. And
yeah, they're making the troops take the experimental shot that they admit killed so many people before, and now they're bringing it back. And I would imagine that you're near Fort Campbell or something, and they're being delivered there?
Yes, it's in that part of the state. Yes.
Well, that's just the troops. They're running a bio test on them. They experiment.
Okay.
I got a fellow works. Well, just getting off into other issues. I've talked to medics and people. I was talking to one guy in Rick Perry's office. Was a medic in the Army 10 years ago, and they the guys were shipped in. They were told give them all six of them shots. All six of them dropped dead after they gave them to them. It was just a bioweapons test. It's just how it works.
Well, and I wanted to ask real quick too, if I can just have another question.
Sure.
That area that we're close to is, there's a UNESCO biosphere.
Yep, you've got the Mammoth Cave, United Nations Zone there.
Well, we've got Land Between the Lakes, too. And
that's right, they got both of them.
I just wondered if, like, with everything happening as fast as it is, like, what kind of perspective you have.
Well, Bush signed us back on under UNESCO to run the Commerce Department, Labor Department, all the major federal agencies under treaty. That's a treaty bundle. And the Cotonou government's under U.N. control now, and 20-plus percent of our ground force is illegal alien, legalized. And the Associated Press reports they're starting to hire foreigners as our police. So we're in deep trouble, sir. But, yeah, that shipment, you usually go to the base, though. I don't know why your pharmacy got it. Pretty weird, but it's, you know, You can go research. Bioport's the name of the company with Admiral Crow running it up in Michigan. And in the mid-90s, they gave it to a bunch of people. A bunch of them got sick and died, so they discontinued it. They found the plant was all, quote, contaminated. And they're just taking those shots again. Everybody forgot and got to make that money, jabbing them right back in there. All righty, then. Your government loves you. Don't worry, though. Doctors tell you it's good for you, so don't mind the fact you're going to probably die or have an autoimmune disease or get accelerated cancer. Don't listen to me. I'm just an idiot. Government loves you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in College Station. You're on the air from Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about terrorism in general and that, you know, most of the people that end up dying of terrorist acts are just common people that don't really have any power in society anyways. And I think that that's something that needs to be kind of pushed more, that if, you know, terrorists are so smart to threat our nation's defenses, that it seems like they would pick their targets more carefully. And I'm not endorsing terrorism.
Well, more people have died from purely government-sponsored black op, false flag, stage terror because it's been bigger events. But overall, about 80% of terrorism is real, but it's normally asymmetrical, low-intensity, 4 or 5 deaths. And I've seen these different numbers, different statistics, but a woman stabbing people, a bomb, somebody shooting some people, a discotheque bomb. Some of that's real, and that's the lion's share of terrorism. The big spectaculars, the OKCs, the 9-11s,
right.
The 7-7s, those are always black ops. USS Liberty, black op. The Idi Amin deal, declassified now. The Israeli staged that with him. Israel admits that.
I'm kind of talking to the group of the population that might listen to your show that really, you know, has doubts about terrorism in general, you know. And just to think, you know, in terms of being able, terrorism is defined as being able to basically change a population or a government's opinions through violence. And so,
yes, and so the way our government uses terrorism, by definition, is terrorism.
Right, but you say government uses, and I think there's a lot of people that still wrestle with that issue, and that they really need to sit down and think about who are the victims of terrorism, what that does to our...
Okay, well, our government took 42% of Native American women, their own numbers, and sterilized them in a 5-year period in the mid-1970s. Our government openly has been caught running biowarfare operations all over the planet and killing New Yorkers on New York subways in 1968. Our government paid Israel they paid them equivalent of $3 billion in their currency, in the shekels and the lira, to radiate 110,000 Jewish children. That's declassified public on Israeli television. The people running, it isn't our government. It's global corporations bought and control the government. They raised the taxes, took the federal investments and state investments, invested it with the corporations to make even more power on a double set of books. And they are liquidating the country. We're already in the North American Union, but the general public can't find Iraq on a map, but they want to have war. I mean, I'm telling you, what I'm saying is not my opinion.
Right, sure. No, I'm just saying...
No, I'm just warning the public, folks, that this stuff's serious.
Right. I think that the people that listen to your show that, you know, may be asking questions, I just think it's really important for them to understand the psychological effect the terrorist acts that have happened in this country have had on all of our psyche.
Exactly, and we're told, give up liberty, you get security. A, you give up liberty, you don't get security, you get despotism and tyranny. And history shows that. But B, New York just said illegal aliens don't have to have driver's license, or if they want them, they'll just give it to them. But then the citizens are at checkpoints and have to have them or they're arrested. Illegal aliens don't have to have driver's license to have bank accounts or house loans. That's AP. But we do. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It has everything to do with them about to shut the economy down and suck the dollar dry, like I've been telling you for 5 years at least. Everything I've warned you about is coming to fruition, boys and girls. You wait till the middle of next year. They have inflated the currency down to nothing. You're not even feeling it yet. And when it happens, I just want you to know who did it to you. By the time they're done with you, you'll be saying, I did it. I know that. But if you just once want to be able to beat these people, you'll grow up. Learn about the New World Order. Learn about the geopolitical system. Learn about mercantilism. Learn what serfdom is. Here's a few words. Mercantilism. Serfdom. Feudalism. Fascism. Go look them up. Find out, okay? You'll learn the system you're under. All right, who's up next now? Let's go ahead and take another call from Kentucky. Jeremy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I called last week. I'm the soldier that's at Fort Campbell. They have been vaccinating a lot of people with anthrax lately. I don't know if that...
Well, I mean, you can Google. Did you hear about in the mid and late 90s all people that died from it?
Yes, sir, I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then that's all I can say is I wouldn't take that.
Well, now it's not mandatory. It was, and then it went off, and now you can take it voluntarily.
Yeah, but it's still the same supplies. I wouldn't take it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't take it.
What else is on your mind?
I wanted to tell you something last week, but I kind of got sidetracked. I had found on the internet where there was a martial law practice day or week on the 22nd of September 2008.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, I've got all these videos from North Carolina to Texas where they got cops training to put us in camps and take our guns. I've gone and videotaped it. I mean, I've gone and videotaped the Marines in 99 training. That's how I knew. They said, we're going to be hit by terrorists in America. We're going to put people in camps. I mean, that's how I knew and said, watch out, folks. They're going to stage an event.
Yeah, this was on the internet, and then I looked it up again today to call in your show, and now it's changed. The date's like the 13th, and it says 2007. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I just know the date used to say 22nd September 2008. Now it's...
Well, they're having martial law drills all the time. I mean, it actually says martial law in the John Warner Defense Authorization funding package that they're just about to reauthorize again, but this time legalize illegal aliens in that package. I appreciate your call. When are you shipping out to Iraq?
It's pretty soon. Could I have time for one more comment?
Real fast.
I was trying to tell people around the military community, it's very, very hard to wake them up. But something I actually use and is working pretty well is if a terrorist really wanted to hit us here in America with nuclear bombs, wouldn't it be a lot easier for Iran to hit the soldiers in Iraq? And that's it, sir.
I appreciate it. Well, when the globalist nuke us, you know, they better grow up because it isn't going to be Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. They better wake up and realize that. Our lives mean nothing to the New World Order. They're killing America. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. dishes. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
During that short break, I just saw some of the most horrible footage I've ever seen on television. You know, I'm not a big cry when animals get killed. I'm a hunter. But I really don't think people should hunt whales. Their brains are much bigger than ours. Same thing with elephants. They're really advanced, high-level animals. And their social networks are just as complex as ours. I just saw a pack of killer whales, wolves of the sea, killing a gray whale's calf, and it's huge. It's as big as they are, and the mother is racing with it for hours. You know, it's like cutting back and forth to it, and you might put whatever that is on hold, because I'm getting a feed here in my ear.
Okay, I'll drop them.
Going back to the story here, I was just watching this. And here's the mother after the calf is exhausted. She's trying to hold it up on top of her because the killers are drowning it. They're grabbing it, pushing it under, biting it. And then, of course, right now they're killing it, right? I wasn't able to watch it all. It was dead, yeah. But see, that's the way the world works. The world's hardcore. It's serious. It's cutthroat. Humans are a lot more cutthroat than that. And we try to get into communities and have societies where we guard our liberty so that can't happen. The norm in society is tougher humans, wickeder humans, get on top, and they do that to people. We feed on our own kind. And we just become these weak, decadent, pathetic people who don't know how the world works, don't know how things operate, who have no idea what's going on anywhere. And it just comes down to that. You better grow up, America, and the rest of the planet. You better find out how hardcore serious the people running this planet are. You better find out what they're setting up. I mean, when the Houston Chronicle reports they built FEMA camps for the American people to hold dissidents, and they fund martial law, and they're openly talking about it, talking about World War III, they're going to start World War III, and then our own criminal government is going to stage terror attacks here. That's a very good possibility to get total control. And if you won't stand in their way and you won't at least speak up against it and get in the fight now and at least talk to your neighbors, it's over. And it just takes you standing up and saying, no, we're not the Stasi. This is not Russia. Now, we're out of time. I know we got loaded phone lines here. And I promise Josh and Jim and Danny and Shelton, I may get to one or two of you in the last few minutes. We'll see. But if not, I'll get to you next Sunday. I'll be on the air, of course, tomorrow with my weekday show I did that's syndicated. But I always love coming in here on Sundays. But I wanted to talk about the economy for a few minutes. The entire country is seeing a massive real estate slide. Housing prices are down over 20% in the last 6 months alone, on average nationwide. And we have the Federal Reserve Chairman, the former chairman. We have Paulson, the head of the Treasury. We have all the foreign heads of the Bank of England, the Exchequer in England, the German head, the French head, the Japanese head. We had Venezuela 2 weeks ago dump the dollar. The Saudis started dumping the dollar. And they've got almost a trillion, 800-plus billion in U.S. Treasuries. And when they cut the interest rate, the dollar slid even further. It's now, just a few years ago, the looning was at 65% in Canada. It's been at a low of 63 against the dollar. It's now 2 cents above the dollar. Okay, the dollar's lost against the euro since 2000, 62.5%. And if trends continue, it'll lose 2 more cents next week. Now, that's only a portion of the real value it's lost. They decided to inflate the currency in the last 7 years. They'd already inflated it, but they inflated it down to nothing. There's less than 1 cent in circulation for the amount of debt and zeros and ones that are on balance sheets. You understand, for the so-called money out there, there's less than 1 cent per dollar of actual physical currency. And then that's debt notes they can devalue overnight, and they are. I've been telling you about this for 15 years. Well, I got on air 13 years ago, but I was aware of this when I was going around giving speeches around Austin and guest hosting on local shows. I've been intensely talking about it every show now for the last 2 years, and it's now happened. Now, there's a place you can get a free report that Dr. Jerome Corsi put together, and people were talking about him earlier, writes for WorldNet Daily, Human Events, is a prominent conservative and has a degree in economics, also in political science. And you can get a free report. But I thought I'd bring Ted Anderson up because Ted has been in gold and silver trading. He's a good friend of mine. He also owns the Genesis Network I'm on. He also owns a gold trading company. And that's where I get my gold because it's the lowest price I've found for the value. And Ted has been watching this. Well, he's been doing this for I don't know how many years. Ted, how many years have you been a gold and silver trader?
Since 1980, Alex. It's I guess it's coming on 27 years now.
I know, talking to you privately, you're scared, I'm scared, and we're positioned properly. We got laughed at in 2000 when gold was $300 an ounce, saying get into it. But you've got gold right now, and I just wanted to offer people the free newsletter from Jerome Corsi or tell them to call you because you've got it at spot or right at spot from last week's prices, and it's gone up another $5. What did it close at Friday, 7:45 or something?
Yeah, gold closed at $744.60, and it was up $10.60.
So, but you've got it pre those prices with numismatic, and I never do. You know, you'll never hear me, folks, on air here pitching gold. You're insane if you don't get into it now. I just bought some more Friday. Ted, you've been in this for I guess 27 years. This is Armageddon, what we're witnessing.
Well, Alex, I can tell you right now, I've been around it. I watched the market go crazy in 1980 when Jimmy Carter was in office, and I've never seen anything like we have right now. I've never seen countries trying to get away from the dollar like the dollar is dropping right now, to have every single country of the world moving away from it, losing world status. The U.S. dollar is losing world status. It's never had the competition before of the euro. It is an amazing time. I can tell you right now that Japan, China, the Middle Eastern countries, all of them, all the Germany, I mean, just name it.
And
they all want to get away from the dollar.
And the incredible thing is the neocons claim they want to have a war with Iran to balance that, but that's really a fraud. It's our very Federal Reserve doing everything they can and bad-mouthing the dollar. They're openly killing the country, as the Trilateral Commission publicly said they would.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, we've been deficit spending for so long that we rely on foreigners to invest in our economy to make it work. And now the foreigners are trying to get out. At the same time, we have to take on that debt here. The Federal Reserve System, through the Open Market Committee, is just dumping money into the system, and it's crazy. I mean, they're
well, I wanted to give the Sunday audience that may not have heard you on the time you've been on with me, Ted, a chance. You've got brokers there tonight for the free Dr. Corsi report. They can also get a red book at cost for you that is the yearly official book put out about what coins are worth, so you know the deals you're getting from Ted. But Ted has British sovereigns at melt. I just bought some of these from him Friday at the price of what? This is a price from a week and a half ago, Ted?
Yeah, 195 actually. It's quarter-ounce coins. So if you do the math, it's just a hair above spot. But when you're buying small coins, you really never can get it exactly.
And there's always a premium above those. Folks, you're getting precious numismatic, that means collector coins, at almost bullion prices. Bullion's costing more. I got friends trying to buy gold locally in Austin. They're all sold out. Ted's having trouble getting it in. He's got it in right now. 800-686-2237. If you give his brokers a call, no huss, no fassle, they'll send you the free report. They'll take your order for these British sovereigns. You cannot beat this deal. I just bought a couple of these Friday, and every week you should, folks, or you're nuts. It just goes up and up and up. I bought when it was $300. I'm buying when it's $744. Again, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. At least call and get the free report, folks.
Yeah, I think right now at this time, if you don't pay attention to what's going on in this market, you're really going to lose out. I mean, your portfolios are in sheer danger. There's no question about it. Your real estate that you own, even your home. I mean, there's going to be people that can't afford to even sell their house because of the money that they have to come up with just to get out of it.
I remember these yuppies around here laughing at me in 2000 when I said, buy gold. They just swagger and giggle. They don't even understand fiat currency. They don't understand M3 money supplies. I mean, they haven't interviewed three or four Nobel Prize winners on economics like I have. I mean, I live studying this, Ted. So do you. And to have yuppies snicker and laugh at me makes me mad when I'm trying to help them.
Well, you know, I was listening to Ron Paul's stuff from about 1985, and he was talking about the very same thing. It's like people didn't wake up then. A lot of people are waking up now, but there's still a lot of people holding on. It's almost like there's a good guy, bad guy thing here. If you think that the United States economy is falling apart, you're not patriotic. Well, that's just nothing's further than the truth.
The people running our country are running us on the rocks on purpose.
Yeah, that's right. They're taking advantage of us, and there's no question about it that we need to change the system.
We're just like that baby whale with those killer whales I just saw get torn apart on the animal planet. I mean, we are just naive and in a shark tank. And I guess we're not going to be naive much longer because all you yuppies that have been laughing, I'm your friend, man. I tried to warn you about the New World Order. At least position yourself now, folks. I mean, top economists are saying $3,000 an ounce gold. I don't think it's going up that high, but it's probably going to go up more. Ted, what conservatively, how much is this going to go up?
Well, you know, right now they're calling for about $850 to hit the next resistance level. But, you know, $1,000 an ounce gold is definitely doable.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. You missed the number, go to minusresources.com, or you can go to gcnlive.com. 1-800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for all your support. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like